It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
I wonder if you've ever thought about two words, heaven and hell. It's amazing to me that some people will use the word hell as a slang or a cuss word. They may say something like, "What in thee?" or "Who in thee?" And you add in your mind, I'm sure you've heard people say that word after those words that I just said. Well, the word hell is found 54 times in the Bible. That's the King James Version. And when we think of the word hell, Psalm 9:17 says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." Isaiah 5:14 says, "Therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it." Those people who worship hell, in other words, they use the term hell in describing things. And once again, hell is a real place. Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also in Mark chapter 9 and verse 44, Jesus said this, and also in verse 48 and following, Mark 9:44 says, "Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched." This is speaking of hell. Well, hell is a real place. 54 times in the Bible we read of that. But we also need to understand that heaven is a real place. Heaven is found 551 times in the Bible. How many times have you ever heard someone say, "What in the heaven?" or "Who in heaven?" and using heaven as a slang. It seems that people have grown accustomed to the word hell, and we've become numbed to the word hell. At least some people have, and it's something that people just don't even realize what they're saying. Hell is a real place, but on the other hand, heaven is a real place. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, "In beginning God created the heaven and the earth." That's the heaven. That's his abode. In Genesis 1:8, it says, "And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day." In other words, firmament here means sky. And then Genesis chapter 1 and verse 9, "And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so." Genesis 1:14, "And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." Genesis 1:15, "And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so." Genesis 1:17, "And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And then Genesis 1:20 says, "And God said, Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven." Yes, there is a hell, and there is a heaven. And you know, I've noticed in talking with people that there seems to be at least three different views when it comes to the question, will you go to heaven one day? First, I hear people say, many people will say this, that they believe they will go to heaven one day. Many people hope they will go to heaven one day, and many people know they will go to heaven one day. Well, what is the difference in what people think about heaven and going there? First, I see that many people believe they will go to heaven one day, but they have nothing to base their belief on. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:25, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." In other words, there is a way. In other words, a belief which seemeth right. Well, Jesus spoke of what these people think of as the way. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13, he said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." Well, the broad way of thinking of a person could mean different things. One way of thinking could be, I am already a child of God. Doesn't the Bible say we are to pray, Our Father which art in heaven? Doesn't that mean I will go to heaven because I am a child of God? Well, this way of thinking is one of the broad ways of thinking that leads to destruction, hell, which is the opposite of getting to heaven. No, being a child of God means you have been born into the family of God. Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3 and verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, that's unto Nicodemus, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, this means simply being born into this world does not mean you will go to heaven one day. This verse teaches that after being born into this world, in order to be a child of God, you must be born again into God's family. And simply, some people think they're in a Christian country. They think that makes them a Christian. That is not right. That's the broad way to destruction. That's the way of thinking that will lead to hell. Well, the Bible teaches that there is only one way to heaven, and it is the opposite of the broad way that leads to destruction. The only way to heaven is Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 14:6, He saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, in other words, goes to heaven, but by me. Any way other than through Jesus Christ is the broad way to destruction. Well, the second thing that many people say is many people hope they will go to heaven one day, but they have nothing to base that hope on. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Well, you see, faith becomes real. It's a substance. When belief is in something real instead of, I sure hope so, or I think maybe one day I will be in heaven. Well, how does a person get this real faith? Well, the Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith becomes real, it's a substance, by listening to God's word, the Bible. We are to listen to what God says, how to make sure of heaven, instead of wishing that one day we will go to heaven. You may be sincere when you have a faith, a hope of heaven, that is based on nothing more than a wish, but you are sincerely wrong according to the Bible. Well, the third thing that many people say is many people know they will go to heaven one day because they have based their belief and hope in Jesus Christ. According to the Word of God, the Bible, and that's, I use the King James Version, that is the Word of God. But according to the Bible, Jesus is the only way you can be sure one day you will be in heaven. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verses 8 and 9, But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is, the word of faith, which we preach. Verse 9 goes on to say in Romans 10, That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Well, verse 8 that we just read, The word, this is God's word, is nigh. In other words, it's close to thee, you. It's close to you right now. The word of God becomes part of you. It's in your heart, your deep innermost being, when you acknowledge Jesus is the only way to heaven. The word of faith becomes real when you open your mouth, according to verse 9, and confess to God that you believe and mean it the best you know how. Believe Jesus was God in the flesh when he walked the earth. John chapter 1 and verse 1 says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John chapter 1 and verse 14, And the Word was made flesh. Now, who is the Word? The Bible says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1:14 says, And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, it tells us who the Word was made flesh. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And of course, that verse is speaking of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Well, I see something else here. The second thing that a person needs to do is believe that Jesus lived a sinless, perfect life. First Peter, and we know that he did. First Peter chapter 2, verses 21 and 22 say this, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Believe that Jesus died for your sins according to the Scriptures." Acts chapter 2 and verse 23 says, "Him, being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain." Well, that's speaking of Jesus Christ. Peter preached the message on the day of Pentecost, and people got saved because they believed that Jesus was crucified, buried, and resurrected for them, for the individual. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 3 says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." We all believe that Jesus rose from the dead bodily. 1 Corinthians 15:20 says, "But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the firstfruits of them that slept." John chapter 21 and verse 14, "This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead." He was alive, and he is alive. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 6, "After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep." Romans chapter 8 and verse 34, "Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us." Believe by faith what God has just told you from his word, the Bible. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Ask God to save you from a devil's hell. If you've never done that, you need to do that right now. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word whosoever means who. The word whosoever means you, me, anyone who will call upon or ask Jesus to save them. To make sure you are on your way to heaven, you must admit to God you are a sinner, because the Bible says in Romans chapter 3 and verse 10, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." That means you. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ, you're not righteous. You're not good enough to go to heaven. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says, "For all have sinned," that's you, "and come short of the glory of God." The Bible talks about the word repent. This means you have changed your mind, admitting to God that you know you are a sinner, and you are now ready to receive Jesus as your Savior instead of depending on yourself to make it to heaven. Titus chapter 3 and verse 5 says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." Won't you trust Jesus today to come into your heart? If you've never done that, you need to say something like this: "Lord, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I will not go to heaven the way I am. And Lord, I want you to save me today. I've changed my mind about how to get to heaven. You are the only way, and I receive you right now as my Lord and my Savior. Please come into my heart and save me." The Bible says if you'll pray a prayer or something like that and mean it in your heart, the Bible says that you will be in heaven one day, because remember, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's you if you've never done that. And might I say this to you, Christian, if you are not living for the Lord, you need to be, because you need to be helping others know Jesus Christ as Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.